Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Leadership Now with me, Dan Pontefract. Today in the house, a lovely, lovely leader, entrepreneur, someone whom I've been so curious to ask a few questions about, Dana Griffin. Now, let me intro you first, Dana, and we're going to get right into you and what you're cooking up over there. Dana Griffin, co-founder and CEO of Eldera.ai. Now, what is Eldera? It's an innovative platform dedicated to bridging the gap between generations. More about that. Dana, originally, you're from the picturesque Transylvania region of Romania, which I have visited, including the castle, has carved a unique path in the world of tech and social impact. With a rich background as a data and advertising exec, she shifted her focus towards the age tech industry, driven by a deep-seated belief in the untapped wisdom of elders, yes, older adults, I guess like me. Eldera.ai is a testament to this belief, creating a global intergenerational mentoring program that connects leaders and elders with a younger generation, facilitating not just the sharing of knowledge, but also fostering very enduring relationships. Dana's work is grounded in her own experiences, having been raised by her grandparents and continually inspired by elder mentors throughout her life. An Encore Gen-to-Gen Innovator Fellow, Dana is not just a business leader, but I would say a thought leader, advocating for the principled use of AI for innovation and social good. She's been recognized as a 40 under 40 changemaker by Ad Age and holds multiple trademarks and patents focusing on aging and wisdom. Her interests extend beyond the professional pursuits, including the realms of human consciousness and well-being. Today, we're going to delve into Dana and Eldera and her vision. But first, Dana, let's get to it. The genesis and the mission of Eldera. So can you share a bit about the story for listeners and viewers about its inception and maybe kind of the personal experiences helped to shape that mission and to connect these generations?
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I was really looking forward to our conversation. And thank you for hosting the podcast. So where did it all start? As you mentioned previously, I was born in Transylvania in Romania, and I was raised by my grandparents. And I've truly been surrounded and guided by older adults my entire life. I've built a career in advertising. And during that time in New York, I met the most incredible woman. Her name was Linda. She was in her 60s. And, you know, we just clicked. It was one of those things where she became kind of like my New York mom. Mm. And I was so fortunate to have met her because she completely changed the trajectory of my life. I remember the first cab I ever shared with her after a dinner. She looked at me and she said, "You're fearless. You can do anything you want." And, you know, a few years into her just telling me that over and over, I started believing her. And I think I realized, you know, a few years later, unfortunately, she got diagnosed with brain cancer and passed away. And when she did, I realized that her friendship and her mentorship and her belief in me changed the trajectory of my life. And allowed me to become the person who then would dare to start a company, which is Eldera. But Eldera is really meant to build the technology to give every young person a Linda. Because I think everyone needs someone who truly believes in them and is there for them. And, you know, the benefits of this intergenerational connection are not just for me. Every older adult that's involved in an intergenerational friendship or mentorship benefits tremendously. And there's so much research about this that we can go into a little bit later.
Oh my gosh.
So that was the beginning of Eldera. We started Eldera 2 weeks into COVID after schools closed because we realized that, well, at that point, older adults were really, you know, dying at high rates. And we didn't want kind of their memory to be lost and their wisdom to be lost. So we started connecting them with kids and keeping them in conversations, and we had no idea what's going to happen. I remember the first month I joined all the conversations on Zoom, so I had no idea what they were going to do. So they would we would pair people up. Our first pairing was this amazing woman called Jackie from Aspen, and she's still a mentor today. And we paired her up with a little girl from Brooklyn. And Jackie is a storyteller, so she told two stories to the little girl. And then the little girl immediately flipped, reciprocated, and said, "Oh, now I would like to tell you my story." And they talked, and then they decided to talk again at the same time next week. And that was the beginning of Aldera. So now we have mentors like Jackie in all 50 states in the United States. Because we background check all the mentors, but we have kids sign up and parents sign up their kids from all over the world. And that's where we are today. And we're just getting started.
Linda sounds like she was such an influence on you and Eldara. And when we lost her, you lost her. I'm sure that must have been a pivotal moment in terms of reflection about what she brought to you as your kind of quote New York mom, but then that impetus to sort of make a societal change and to respect not just what Linda had delivered for you, but ultimately what the Lindas of this world could do for others. So you have a very powerful quote that I want to replay to you to get your thoughts on, because I suppose it does come from perhaps directly or vicariously through Linda. So you say, we believe that the wisdom of our elders, with decades of experience, knowledge, love, loss, and common sense, is the most valuable resource we can share with the younger generation to help them imagine a better future for all. Now, Dana, that's a magnificent synopsis of a Linda or the Lindas of this world. So the flip side, of course, is, well, we need Eldara because somewhere along the way, we kind of have lost sight of that powerful experience, knowledge, love, common sense, and loss, and the experience we can learn through our elders. So tell me a bit about what maybe we're getting wrong, and why Eldara seems to be almost like an antidote to this.
Well, thank you for asking that question. That's my favorite thing to talk about, and I can get on a soapbox, so please interject. Okay, so we evolved as a society with the old taking care of the young, while the middle generation worked or hunted, gathered, did whatever. So we had this natural transmission of wisdom and social cues and traditions from old to young. And this sense of purpose for the older adults, which meant that older adults had purpose and community, and young people had social emotional skills and resilience. And we didn't have loneliness. Loneliness is actually a new problem. It's a problem that evolved really in the past century, century and a half, since the invention of retirement and retirement homes, where we segregated generations. And today we live in a world where older adults are lonely. One in three older adults self-identify as lonely. And I think that's a small percentage. And that's very sad. But what's worst is that 71% of teenagers identify as lonely. And when they do, they haven't developed the coping mechanisms to deal with it, which leads to the highest mental health crisis in kids and the highest suicide rates in history. Unimaginable. Some of the resources that are out there, so kids will go on TikTok, for instance, to find help, or will go to ChatGPT, which is not human connection, and they don't feel better afterwards. In fact, we know now that they feel much worse. And older adults, there are companies out there that are inventing pet robots for them, like robots to talk to and pet, which honestly, it's the worst thing that I could ever imagine. So, in starting Eldera, we see this incredible opportunity. So today, there are a billion people over 60 in the world. There are more people over 60 than under 10. By the time I turn 60, there's going to be 2.1 million. That if we do our job right at Eldera, every young person gets to have their own person to look after them, to talk to. You know, to recreate that societal fabric. And that's what we're hoping to achieve here.
So one of the things to dig a little bit deeper into that, and thank you, by the way, is it dawned on me when learning about Eldera and digging deeper into what it is that you're offering and providing. To me, it actually felt like a throwback. And the throwback is twofold. One, I felt such a kinship to the apprenticeship models that have been around for centuries, but we've lost sight of really over the last couple of decades, where the apprentice is has an elder that's teaching them something, whether they are artists in residence, whether they're technicians, whether they are conductors on trains, whatever the case is, it's sort of like a career thing. But I felt, oh wow, what a great apprenticeship opportunity that Eldera is kind of providing subliminally. But the other one was, of course, our First Nations, and whether that's US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, et cetera, the elder model of First Nations and Indigenous is, of course, the elders track their wisdom, experience, knowledge, expertise, et cetera, and pass it on to the youth of that particular band or culture or tribes in some cases. So do you see parallels with either the apprenticeship model and or the elder model of our Indigenous and First Nations? And tell me a bit about how you see some of that potential parallel.
So interesting that you brought that up. When we started Eldera, that's what we thought. We thought, okay, older adults have this incredible resource that they've gathered, their wisdom. And we define wisdom, sorry, I got something in my eye. We define wisdom as the triangulation of all the knowledge you gather through your lifetime, filtered through your life experience. So if you and I learn the same thing, we're not going to express it the same way. Filtered through your life experience and applied with your own common sense, which makes it as unique to you as your fingerprint and makes it incredibly valuable to society. So it doesn't matter if you're a retired Fortune 500 CEO or a grandma who really knows how to raise preemies, your wisdom is equally valuable to society. Okay. So that was the beginning. But what we've learned is so much more because while kids do learn from older adults and they get a different perspective and a different life experience, older adults learn just as much from the kids. Like they now use Minecraft. They play Minecraft. What? Okay. They use AI tools to write books together. They learn, the older adults learn from young people about mental health. They learn about climate from young people. So this intergenerational connection is very much two-sided. It's absolutely not one directional, which is why we believe that it creates these strong bonds. Because at Era, we've built the platform, the tools, and the resources to keep these two generations safe and help them build really true human bonds. But the magic comes from the individuals. Every single Eldera relationship is as unique as the two people in it because we don't use any curriculum. So you talk about the incredible wisdom all older adults have, and they do, and they share it, but then they also learn from the kids and they change their minds about things. Let me give you an example.
Oh, okay.
Last year, there are so many school shootings. And older adults at Eldera, not all of them have kids or grandkids. And many of them, this is their one way of connecting to the younger generation.
Got it.
So the little girls at Eldera told her mentor was asking her, like, what are her goals in life? And this little girl is six and lives in Austin. And she said her goal in life was to not die.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Because she was afraid to go to school.
Oh.
And you know what? you watch these incredible tragedies on TV, but when you hear the little girl you talk to every week tell you that, you're going to do something about it. So older adults now are learning about truly what's important to the younger generation, and they have this need to make an impact. So they're coming together to understand how they can influence the future, not for themselves, but for the kids that they mentor and care about. And it hits very, very differently when you're connected with someone from a different generation, different geography. We never pair two people in the same geographic area because, frankly, we don't want them to meet. Yeah. This is now a benefit. Apparently, it makes them bond even more. So different generation, different geography, many times different cultures, different backgrounds. And you learn how that other side thinks and what matters to them. That is truly foundational to rebuilding the societal structures that we see crumbling today. So we think Eldera is, our mission is to respectfully unlock the time and wisdom of older adults to help all generations thrive. But this intergenerational one-on-one connection is just the first step we're taking towards that mission.
Got it.
There's,
Well, you talked about the bond, which I really love because it reminded me with my sort of recovering chief learning officer hat on about the importance of reverse mentoring, which is really what you're getting at here. You're saying, look, the youth can like mentor up to an elder who may not know what the goings on is for a 6-year-old, a 16-year-old, et cetera. Is that fair?
Exactly, and they care. They care. And this is so wonderful. So let me the word the bond came from the kids, not from us, by the way. They talk about it. So there's this Eldera effect that we have observed is that anywhere from the first conversation to the first 6 weeks, they find the spark between the two of them, the mentor and mentee, and that's what forms the bond. And once the bond is formed, they go on talking weekly. 72% talk weekly for a year. They just keep going. They don't stop, and the bond is really the glue that gets them there. Because kids, and there's this research from the Harvard Center for Childhood Development that says that when kids have a trusted non-parental adult relationship in their lives, it helps them build resilience. Conversely, on the older adult side, when they are able to engage with purpose, there's a reason. Well, I'll give you two things. There's a research done by Dean Linda Fried back when she was at Johns Hopkins that said that when older adults engage with the younger generation on a weekly basis, it halts and in certain cases reverses cognitive decline. So let's just start there. Build resilience in kids and delay the need for care in older adults. So think about this at a societal level. Now, when you bring it down to the educational component, both sides need to learn. Older adults want to be cool. Like, remember, this generation was at Woodstock. Generation was like the summer of love. This generation fought against war. They are not like boring, uninteresting people. They are very, very interesting and interested in continuing to make an impact. And the current societal infrastructures don't give them that opportunity. And that's where Eldera steps in. So eventually, what we're working on is to become offered for every kid and older adult in America and beyond. Because we think that doing Eldera at scale will solve some of our biggest healthcare costs and societal challenges at scale.
Well, you're segueing nicely to something you touched on earlier, Dana, which is the loneliness factor. So if I'm Dr. Vivek Murthy, and for those that don't know that name, US Surgeon General, who in May 2023 came out and said loneliness is an epidemic, worse than smoking, worse than sitting. And then when you kind of look at that 88-page report or so, you can see the both riveting and scary incline of youth, middle age, but also elderly in terms of loneliness, sadness, anxiety, And then with other data points suggesting that, suicidal tendencies or attempts have all catapulted through the roof, particularly with youth, I shall say. There seems to be, if I'm not like putting too much on your plate here, the need for an Eldera so that we can indeed curb some of those loneliness factors. Let's start there, let alone sadness and anxiousness and so forth. So tell me a bit about how you see potential causality for something like that.
Absolutely. I mean, the day that the National Strategy to Advance Healthy Social Connection came out, which was May 2nd, I think I screamed the whole day long. Why? Because it really created the entire background for why Eldera needs to exist. In fact, Dr. Murthy outlined six pillars that were needed to solve for loneliness, and we fall directly under pillar number four out of
Four.
the six.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is pro-social technology, intergenerational mentorship, et cetera, et cetera. So the case has been made. And one of the really incredible things that happened in the past few years is the advancement and adoption of technology. This is the key thing, because we've had older adults, we now have more older adults, but we've always had this resource. But now technology has advanced in a way that's allowing us to be more human. In fact, if you look at how kids and older adults use technology, they actually use it the same way. It's older adults waited for technology to catch up to how you naturally communicate. If you think about it, they both use audio and video. Like voice to text and video. Our generation were the losers who had the flip phones and like pressed four, I don't know how many times to get a letter T. Neither
Yeah.
of two generations did that. We adapted to technology. They waited for technology to adapt to them. So what is new and why? I mean, candidly, technology is also one of the reasons we're seeing this loneliness epidemic, but not the only one. But technology is only as good as how we deploy it and how we use it. And if we use it to serve humanity and build stronger, safer human connections, then that is what technology was created for. And that's what we do at Eldera. So to come back to the US Surgeon General, we're incredibly excited about the opportunity to take every cognitively healthy older adult in America and turn them into a friend and mentor for kids. Because the US in particular has this very interesting demographic where it's pretty much the same number of cognitively healthy people over 65, so on Medicare, as there are kids 6 to 17 in the
Jeez.
US. So that's why our product can truly create this new social infrastructure where they're not only we not only take the cost of loneliness in older adults, which Medicare right now spends around $10 billion a year only on loneliness-related symptoms in older adults. We take that cost and we turn it into a resource for Medicare, who has to cover the mental health of kids. And we live in a world where these three forces are converging. One, we have a lot of older adults and a lot of wisdom, and we kind of push them out of the everyday societal infrastructure. So they're an available and untapped resource. And by the way, they're the only renewable resource, growing resource on the planet. There's no other truly growing resource on the planet. Okay? We have the older adults. Technology has evolved in a way that it can help us be more human and connect safely. And three, our societal challenges have grown past our current resources, which means that we have to innovate. So that's where when these three forces come together, it means that we can create something completely new out of existing resources to solve for these challenges. And loneliness is the first one we're tackling, but it's the first one of many, because I believe that older adults can drive true societal change when invited in to make a difference. Because honestly, that's all they want. Once they feel like they have a purpose and they can make a difference, they stay healthier much longer in life. And that's what we all want. I want to grow old in that society, not in today's society. I don't want to be in a nursing home, and I do not want a pet or robot seal.
Amen to that, Dana. Okay, a couple more questions, then we'll let you go. But I want to come back to one of the other potential societal outcomes of a positive nature, and that's the resilience factor that you touched on ever so briefly. But let me draw you back to that. So, whether or not anyone is a fan of Angela Duckworth's Grit book, one thing is relatively clear with the research and the data, and that is, youth have sort of less resilience, if you will, than when matched up against previous generations. And be that as it may, that's what the research suggests. So tell me a bit about now, again, through the exchanges of these kind of wonderful mentor and reverse mentor models, how you see an outcome positively benefiting the youth in terms of the development of said better resilient skills.
I want to first set the stage in how we see you. When you and I were growing up, Dan, we were told to go out there and change the world. Okay? Youth today are told to go out there and save the world. We're putting a very different ask on them.
Interesting.
Think about that. So, first of all, they inherit a planet, societal issues, migration, wars, climate that we didn't have to worry about. They truly worry about not coming home from school because someone might shoot them. Whereas the mentors who mentored them, their biggest problem were, do you remember the, I mean, you don't remember, I don't remember, but they did the exercises to get under the bench in case they had
Oh, nuclear war, right.
But they didn't see their friends die.
Yeah.
So youth today, and let's face it, when we were in school, we only had to compete with the coolest kid in school, or maybe we got bullied by one person in school. These kids compete with the world, and most of it is not even real. It's
Yeah.
filtered.
Yeah.
So I want to set the stage that these kids have a very different world to grow up in, and I do not envy them. In fact, I think we need to give them every single tool as a as to help them build resilience and become thriving individuals. And that means that when they talk to older adults are a generation that actually we believe is the last generation who's still really good at building through social connections. So they can look at the kid and pick up on things. And they have very, very different conversations than either the parents or the grandparents do. And they provide perspective. And it's different from kid to kid, but it's incredibly needed because these kids growing up on these social platforms with all of these pressures, they just need a human to show up for them week after week and ask them how they're doing. It's not, you don't need a degree. We provide the training, but all older adults need to do is not have a criminal background, because we check, and have a kind heart and a curious mind. You know, we really just need to rebuild that societal fabric and empower our kids to truly imagine a better future for us, which today we are not doing a good job on that. So I don't want to hear about kids don't have grit or resilience. We are not serving them the right way, and I think we
Right.
can change that.
Okay, last one, because what I think you're doing for me is you're answering a question, but I want your answer. One of the questions I have for you is, what have been the sort of unintended or unforeseen positive outcomes that you sort of didn't anticipate? One that I think I've just heard you say is you're sort of unleashing empathy. And whether it's in the elder or the youth, you're teaching both sides of the empathy coin to say, well, what are you cognitively or emotionally going through as a youth, and vice versa, the youth is learning from the elder, what's going on with you, or what could I learn? And oh, I didn't realize that happens to a 75-year-old or what have you. So empathy would be one for me for you, but what's one of the unintended or unanticipated positive outcomes that you felt with the elder so far?
Honestly, there's so many. I think this is what is going. The first thing that came into my mind when you said empathy, is the story I heard recently from one of our dads, our Aldera dads. So he has two little girls on Aldera, a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. And initially, the 9-year-old started on Aldera and got an amazing mentor. And then the 7-year-old got jealous, which is totally normal. 81% of the siblings end up needing a mentor too,
Wow, that's awesome.
right? Because initially they watch the normally the older kid signs up first. They watch the older kid, then they start disrupting, which means like imagine if like there was a kid bouncing behind me.
Right, yeah.
Then they just want their own mentor. And so the little one had her own mentor for maybe a month or two at this point. And dad and the little one were walking on a Sunday and they saw across the street an older woman struggling with her groceries. And the little kid, the 7-year-old, told the dad, "Let's go talk to her and help her because that's what my mentor would want me to do." And the dad told me the story teary-eyed because he said, "I can see values in my kid coming to life so young that I didn't know she had." So when you meet even just one person who's very different than you, both as a kid and as an older adult, it just opens up a world of possibilities of how you see everyone else that's different than you. Well, for this 7-year-old kid, now every older person is a mentor and needs to be talked to. And let me tell you, that just makes the world more beautiful if we can do this at scale. So that's one of the things. The second thing, which I love so much because we built in so many safety features from criminal background checks. We record and archive every conversation for 7 years. We're COPPA compliant. We do not match to people in the same geographic area. And I can go on and on and on. In fact, we set a standard for safety in the industry. So with not matching two people in the same geographic area, my goal is that I didn't want them to just like meet, especially during COVID. This is intended to be a virtual intervention that's available to everyone with an internet connected device and Zoom. Okay. But what happened as a result of that is that parents pack up the kids and fly across the country to vacation with the mentors.
Oh my.
And some of the mentors pack up and fly across the world to meet the parents and the kids for the first time.
Jeez.
And then they send me videos and they cry and I cry and everyone cries. So that's one of the things where a process that we put in place to keep them safe actually turns into this incredibly celebratory moment, which we did not expect at all. So, the team and I know that we're just getting started with all the beauty and goodness that we can create in the world just by connecting young and old, one to one, many at a time. So hopefully we're going to have this conversation again in a few years and I'll share more of these stories. But keep watching us because we do try to share the goodness. And in fact, we were incredibly excited that in December, CNN featured us as part of their 2023 Good News Roundup.
Well, Dana Griffin, you are all good news. Aldera is just a fantastic thing that I'm so glad that I stumbled upon. And just to spend this time with you and to understand where it came from and the benefits, the model, all those stories. And God bless the fact that you were able to meet Linda those years ago to help stimulate this opportunity for so many people. Dana, where can people find out more about you and of course, Aldera?
Find us at eldera.ai. You can email us at hello@eldera.ai. And it's very easy to sign up. If you're over 60 and you don't have a criminal background and have a Zoom accessible device, sign up as a mentor. If you're a parent of kids 6 to 17, sign up as a parent. And if the teens find us through their schools, there's a teen sign up. That still needs parental approval, but you can join the Aldera community as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to more great stories from you, Dana, the next time we meet. Today, Dana Griffin on Leadership Now. She's co-founder and CEO of Aldera. go to visit eldera.ai. And honestly, my hat is tipped to you, Dana. This is such a wonderful, wonderful initiative. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening and or watching. We will see you next time.